Number 19 in the camp book. Number 19. Praise Jesus.
I love him. I love him. Yes.
We love you today. Precious Lord, we love you, Jesus. Father, we pray you would be blessed today in our lives, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord. We ask you draw near to us again this morning. We thank you for strength and health and life today that you've given us. In you we live and move and have our being. So we exalt your name. We praise you, Lord. Be lifted up. Lord, let your presence settle over this camp again today. In all of our coming and going activities and conversations, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest, God, let us see Jesus. Draw us near to yourself, we pray. Again, burdens that we carry today, we've woke up maybe with great need. But we've woken up as well with mercies that are new today. So we rest in your promises. We rest, Lord, in your strength. We receive, God, all that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the most familiar names of Jesus, or of God, and then again in particular Jesus, is Jehovah Rohi. We're not going to have time this period to look at that, or many others, but maybe this morning we'll just read the scripture. And so we'll at least have that in focus a little bit. So if you would turn to John chapter 10. And when you find that, hold it and then turn to Psalm 23. And then when you have both of them, you can stand up. And then we'll know we're ready to read. So why don't we just read together the whole psalm? We won't respond to each other, but we'll read all together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And John chapter 10. And we'll read through verse 18, and we can do the same together. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the sheep of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand, not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." Amen. Let's sing hymn number 369.
Lord, are you so prepared?
want to pray today for Brother Gary and Sister Catherine. It's their anniversary, and for a lot of years they've been celebrating up here first period. Thanks for being here. And how many years? 17 years. And five children later. They've been a blessing to us. Brother Gary's going to speak to us this morning. They're involved in many aspects of ministry. They both have left teaching jobs in the city and are now serving their church full-time together. They're involved in other aspects of ministry. They've housed and worked with Brooklyn Teen Challenge for a number of years and the Men's Ministry Network. Brother Gary does some work with them on the island. And recently they have been appointed as the directors of a ministry in the Bronx called Expect Hope. And it's a ministry for women that are pregnant and are in difficult situations and have need support. Some that are contemplating abortion because of those situations. And so this is a ministry that reaches out into the very heart of the city that is in such need. And I believe, if I remember correctly from a few years ago when we started working with them, that is this the zip code that has the most abortions per capita in the country? Is that right? And so it's a great ministry that they're involved in leading there. And they're homeschooling five children. And so we need to pray for them. They are busy in ministry and home and life, but God is using them in very dynamic ways in their church. And so let's pray together that God would bless them, continue to use them, bless their marriage and their family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for those who have willingly laid down their lives for your sake and for your kingdom. Those who have followed the call in obedience and have left all, Lord, and have set their eyes on you and have followed many different paths and have been involved in a lot of different areas of ministry. We thank you for their heart, Lord, to serve you. We thank you for their heart of love for you and for others. We thank you for the example they are. We thank you for the word that you have given them that they convey clearly in their communities, Lord, and throughout the city and here at camp as well. God, we pray that you would continually pour out your spirit upon them and equip them for the work that you've called them to. Today we pray, Lord, that you would bless them in their marriage. We pray that you would guard them. We pray, dear Jesus, that you would knit them together more and more. Lord, that they would be a testimony to the faithfulness of God, that as a cynical world even mocks the idea of marriage and home, and there's so much attack. We ask, Lord Jesus, that a light would shine from their home, O God, that others would see something very different in what a marriage and what a family looks like. And so, God, we pray your blessing upon them. We pray you would provide for every need that they have, Lord Jesus, that there would be no lacking in their life. And so, Lord, we commit them to you again this day. We thank you for them. And we ask the richness and the wealth of your goodness and presence would fill their lives. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Gary, come.